Hey guys, welcome back. We've got Sarah Pop-Tarts on.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm so excited.
We met via Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's an Instagram love story. Pop-Tarts added me and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, who is this? Because you have a big following and you also had relatable in your bio and I have that in mind.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, who is this? So I DM'd you and I was like, thanks for the follow. I was like, I think we're best friends. And you were like, we are. And I'm curious, I never even asked you this, so I'm like, how did you find me?
I think you may have just shown up on like my For You page.
Really? Shocking.
The Explore page on Instagram. They're two different things. But yeah, I think I just saw it on there and then I clicked on your profile. Same thing where I was just like, oh, we have like the exact same personality.
Vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so stupid.
And so I was like,
I loved it. Well, I like watched like four videos and I DM'd you and I was like, we are the same person. And then here we are.
And like, I think I saw you were from New York and I was moving to New York and I was like, I just need to meet anybody that I can there before I go. And so I was just like.
And I loved, so you came over, first time you came over, we hung out, we talked for 4 hours straight.
I was deathly ill.
I know. And we just like didn't stop talking.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Like it like was nonstop. And then like later we found out we have the exact same birthday.
Exact same.
Born on the exact same day, March 2nd,
1993.
Oh God. I think it continues. And I'm just like, it's so fun. And then I loved that like the other day I saw you were with Riley Lassen at the stand.
Yes.
And you guys met after
and
my birthday.
I'm going up to Philly to do Jamie's show. I'm just taking all of your friends.
No, I love it.
I came here, Jamie, I met your friends, and I'm like, they're mine now.
No, it's been so organic and so cool. Like, I was texting with Jamie the other day, and she's like, oh, yeah, Sarah's coming down. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, I forget that we all met that night. But because it just feels so, like, that's also the scene in general. But it made me so happy to, like, have you come in and, like be able to like bring you into my group of people and you guys connect so organically and it's just been cool.
Everyone's
been
making it so easy here. Like I thought that I was going to come in and it was going to be so awkward for the first like 6 months because everyone says that like, oh, you moved to New York, it's just a grind, you're going to hate yourself for 6 months. I'm like, everyone's been super nice and it's been like pretty easy. I'm not saying that there haven't been hard days.
Totally.
Because like, you know, I saw a man shit on the street and like,
well, welcome.
I've seen
That's
some
like
rats.
You're in like, it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have been welcomed in. But as far as like the comedy scene here, I'm like, I don't know why everyone like made me so scared.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good to come in with that fear. And like, then like, it's only going to get better from there.
Surprised.
A low bar is the key to a happy life.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me with pretty much everything in my life.
No, literally.
Yeah.
I always say set the bar low and smash it.
Yeah.
Or trip over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that. I mean, like, I wanted to ask, like, what's been, like, the hardest thing moving here?
Having no car.
Yeah.
Like, I was one of those people, if I was somewhere for dinner and we wanted to go have drinks somewhere after, I would drive from the dinner place.
Yeah.
I would drive from the dinner place 800 feet away.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. I'm like, I'm not. That's crazy. Like, why would we walk? So, like, I have no car and I'm out in Queens. So, like, just to get anywhere has been a struggle. Like, once I get somewhere, I'm like, oh, this is the best day of my life. But as I'm walking to it, I'm like, I fucked up so bad. I should have never moved here. Like, this is the worst mistake I've ever made. And then I get there and I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, also, that's, like, just New York when it's cold. Like, when you're outside and you're forced to be in the elements, you're like, this sucks.
I moved in February. Like,
the worst.
What?
The worst.
Who moves to New York in February?
Well, I guess Indiana's not that much warmer, is it?
No, it's not, but I had a car.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't have to, like, leave if I didn't want
to. When I went to school in Colorado, I didn't have a car the first 2 years, and I almost transferred because I was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that I legit wrote out, like, a pros and cons list, and, like, it got down to, like, I kept crossing things out that I was like, okay, let's be real. And, like, it literally came down to, like, I was just forced to be in the elements, and I was fucking cold.
No, being cold is crippling.
I hate being cold.
I will not do something if I'm cold.
I know. I'd rather be hot.
Same.
I'd rather be sweating and hot than cold.
Same. Even when you're, like, sleeping, because I'm one of those people, even, like, when I'm sleeping, I'd rather be too hot than too cold.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people are like, oh, I want a freezing cold bedroom.
I like a cold bedroom, but, like, I can get through being hot versus if I'm freezing cold, like I'm unwell.
Yeah. Like I wake up
with
a sore throat.
Right.
And I'm not doing that.
And I love snowboarding. Like I went to Colorado, but like there were times where I'm like, I'm too cold.
Yeah. No, overall, I'm like an indoor cat. Like I don't like snowboarding. I don't like camping. I don't like hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's indoors, like I went to Niagara Falls And everyone's like, oh, you got to go out there. You got to see it. You got to go on the boat or whatever. And I was like, I'm in a beautiful hotel room looking down at Niagara Falls. I'm like, why would I go down there?
I like to watch the people on there. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like a joke. Yeah. Like, you're like, there's like the blue boat and the pink boat. And you're like, it looks like they're like on that boat as a joke.
Yeah. And
I'm like, I don't need to live the joke. I'm watching the joke.
In the yellow trash bag. They're all just like, no, I did it.
Don't you have a video where you did it?
Okay. My mom made me do it. She was like, if we're going to be here, we're going to do it all the way. And I was like, why? Like, we don't have to. You know, like, I was like, you love Chardonnay in hotel rooms. Like, why would we go down on that boat? You have a Chardonnay
mom?
I love that. Oh, I have a Chardonnay mom for sure.
Do you drink Chardonnay?
No, but I did when I was, like, younger. Okay. Because that's all she had at the house.
Got it.
So when I was first starting to drink.
Mm, Chardonnay.
I was just 16-year-old, like, chugging Chardonnay as a teenager because that's all I had access to. Is that when you started
drinking? 16?
Probably 16, yeah. But not heavily.
Okay.
But, like, yeah. That's when I first started experimenting with the Chardonnay.
What's if a go-to wine now?
Like Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
Grigio or Sauv Blanc.
I'm a Sauv girl. I feel like that's the classic white girl drink.
Oh, for sure. Sauv.
Yeah.
I can't drink red wine.
Really?
No. One, it makes me sick. And it makes me act weird.
Like, what do you do when you drink red wine?
Like, I get really, like, emotional.
Okay.
Where I'm like, we should talk about our dads. And then it does this weird thing to the back of my jaw. Where it, like, shocks the back of my jaw.
Tart? You know, like, it's tart? Yeah, like, I get what you're saying. It's so tart, though, that I'm really, like, unique, but, I feel like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, I'm, like, AI. I'm seizing or
I'm
something.
I'm glitching.
Yeah, that's what it feels... It, like, makes me do this.
Interesting. So like, oh.
I don't know.
Well, all right.
But
well,
I can drink Sauv Blanc.
Okay.
That's pretty much any white wine I can drink.
Wine goes down like water for me. It's kind of scary.
It's unfortunate. Because you don't realize. So you're like, oopsie, a whole bottle.
I know. But we have also vibes on the fact that, like, you're trying to dial back. Like, former party girl's kind of your brand.
Yeah.
I'm trying to dial back. I was sober for 1 year and 2 months. And I remember DMing you being like, are you sober? And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But I'm like, from a lot of things, but I will still... Because drinking was never really my problem.
Okay.
Like, drinking was the fun part that I did before the part that I actually, like I loved, like, uppers and, like, EDM concerts, staying out till, like, 7 a.m.
Did you wear, like, the boots?
For sure. Mm-hmm. And, like, the booty shorts. I'm like, why do I have my ass out at 6 p.m. right now for?
That's a commitment. Did you ever go to, like, Ultra in Miami?
I didn't go to Ultra. I did EDC.
Okay.
EDC is so interesting because it's noon. And you're literally in fucking underwear, getting in an Uber. Like, my Uber driver, because I took an Uber to EDC, had, like, a car seat in the back of her car. And I'm back there. I'm just covered in glitter, rolling in underwear and boots up to my pussy. I'm like, next to a car seat as she plays, like, NPR radio. I'm like...
Like, what am I doing
with my life?
That's that age, though. Also, like, that was the cool thing to do during that time. Like, I went to Dayglow. Like, I went to a Flux Pavilion concert. Like, that was the time.
Yeah.
It was, like, Avicii. It was, like, you went fully in. I like, tiptoed in, and I was, like, this is a lot. I did a few shows.
Yeah.
I did the Molly. But then I was, like, oh,
I think I did it for, like, a solid year.
Okay.
And then that's that's enough.
How many concerts did you go to during that year?
I didn't do, like, a lot of... I didn't travel for a lot of concerts, but it was just, like, the bar scene where I was at.
I was into Indiana.
Like, the dungeon bars.
Did you go to school there, college there?
Ball State.
Okay. So you always had a car?
Yeah.
So this is, like, a really big change.
Even in college, like, a lot of people went without a car, but I got a job as a gymnastics coach.
Did you do gymnastics?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I've seen that on your Instagram, too. You're like, I'm going to do a back handspring. I'm like, okay, casual.
Yeah, I can... I can't do anything that's flexible, but I still have, like, the strength to do tumbling. That's impressive.
Well, you'd work out a lot.
I do work out a lot. It's the only thing that, like, tricks my brain into thinking that I'm still really happy.
Doing uppers?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Because I'll listen to, like, really heavy, like, bass electronic music while I'm working out. And I'm like, this is pretty much the same.
It takes me back.
Yeah. It, like, feels kind of the same.
Do you do ClassPass or any of that?
I do ClassPass.
I just downloaded it again. We should do... I just did Mile High Run Club.
Oh, my God. Wait, have you done Barry's?
Yeah.
Barry's is harder than Mile High Run Club, I think.
But it simulates that same, like, club, Like, yeah. I was at Mile High the other day, and I'm like, this is, like, an old person club.
Yeah.
I'm like, the endorphins are up. The lights are cool. The music is on. I'm, like, tricking myself into being like, this is fun.
Yeah. No, I seriously, I have to have that kind of workout where they're, like, blasting music. Yes. And they're screaming. I like Mile High Run Club because I feel like.
You've gotten into the city, and, like, it's like you're a local. Like,
I know.
I'm impressed. I'm so impressed by you. Like, the way you subway. I feel like I've been here my whole life. Oh, yeah. Mile High. Been there. Done that.
Barry's. Yeah. Did it.
Like, who is she? Is there Barry's in Indiana?
No.
I was going to say.
I just downloaded ClassPass, and I was like, I'm going to try every workout in New York that there is until I find something I like.
I'm so impressed.
What I will dive into a city.
You seem like someone that just dives in head first to anything. Like, once you're into something, you're like, I'm going all in.
Yeah, which is, like, kind of the problem sometimes. Like,
it's an addict mindset. Yeah. I'm kind of like that, too.
That's why I was super into, like, the EDM concerts for a while. That's exactly. Comedy. Like, once I find something that I'm like, I'm like, well, we have to do this every day for the rest of our lives.
A lot of comics are like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. Sometimes I'm like, I don't need to go this hard on this, but I'm like, fuck it. Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's like, I decided to do a podcast, and it's like, okay, here we are.
You bought every piece of equipment.
Everything you could need. I'm like, this has been such a journey. It's like, sometimes I look back on something, I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, I don't need a living room anymore. It's just a podcast studio.
I'm literally, if I ever have enough, whatever, I need to manifest this. When I have enough money, I want 2 pink chairs. I bought a sign that says stupid. It's all coming together. Like, this is, like, the ugly phase. So thanks for listening during the ugly phase.
That's what I call my cat. Stupid.
Stupid.
Aww. You know how, like, everyone has, like, a name for their cat and then they call them something else? Hers is just stupid.
Again, the universe speaks.
Just stupid. Yeah. Yeah. This is actually Chloe's podcast.
Yes. We'll have to have her on.
Okay. But the Barry's class... I feel like that one is terrifying because...
The people.
First off, the girl on the right side of me was like 2 inches total around her waist.
But like ripped, right?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, this is terrifying. But then the girl on the left side of me was like very like normal body type. And I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll just watch what this girl does because it was my first class. I knew that I was in so much trouble. When she was like, let's start at a jog at 6 miles per hour.
On like a 20 incline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is our light jog. This is our warm up. And so I'm like, I'm going to watch this girl because I bet like she doesn't actually do it. So I'll just follow her lead. No, she's just like, she has a smile on her face, which is always concerning. Like terrifying. If you're smiling while running, like what happened to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Why is she smiling too? Also, Barry's is weird because you're just staring in the mirror. You're like, where do I look at my chest.
Dude, I kind of like it.
But, like, where do you make eye contact with yourself?
I make eye contact with myself, and really? I act like I'm, like, Eminem in 8 Mile. Just, like...
I gotta figure that out. Maybe I need to, like, unpack that in therapy. Like, why can't I make eye contact with myself?
Oh, I'm just staring at... I'm like, dude, you're, like, the strongest, fastest, hottest person ever. Just, like, giving myself every pep talk that I don't give myself on a daily basis. When I'm running, I'm like...
I'm like, this is my life now. When I'm in a Barry's class, I'm like, this is who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I leave, and I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I want a muffin.
No, I immediately passed out at home right after the Barry's class.
No, I did the same thing. I'm like, oh, I'm on a high, and then I crash and burn. I'm like, my day is over.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I didn't even shower or anything. I was just sweating.
Is there one in Queens?
There isn't. I went to the upper. It's very easy for me to get to the upper
east side.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Because it's just like right the over the bridge. Yeah. But other than that, living in Queens is nice.
We should do a Barry's class together.
Yeah. I'll come down here.
What's your credits on ClassPass? Sorry.
Are you judging me?
No one needs to know this either.
What's your credits?
We'll talk offline. No, I just want to know how many classes
you could
do.
Are you yelling at me right now?
Yeah, I'm like, how hard are you pushing yourself?
Are you my guidance counselor? How many credits do you have
so far? I'm just trying to picture our life together. Like, how many chances do we have? Because I went 80 credits and it's a little limited.
Wait, did you get your manicure through ClassPass?
No. They have food on there?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
Yeah, they're starting to do a little too much.
Too much. I'm like, I'm trying to get thin here.
Yeah.
ClassPass.
I went to the nail salon with my
ClassPass. I could really need...
You're like, I can tell. They all fell off within like a week.
I need a manicure if we want to go later too. I was setting up Troy's tripod in Portland and I lost a nail. I was really mad. I was like, this is your job.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a woman.
But I'm very due.
You're a woman in the arts. You don't need to be setting up cameras. Right? That's crazy.
Well, it's a lot. Do you set up cameras when you record or when you film? You're on the road a lot.
Yeah, but any videos that I have that are posted on my social media...
Someone else did.
Somebody else did it. Yeah. That's I have a camera, but
it's a lot of work. It's like a lot on top of being like funny on stage. Like, yeah. Oh, I just want to focus on my jokes. And then I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like, is my lav connected?
Yeah. Right? Trying to connect everything.
Yeah. Is it visible? Yeah. Go play a try hard. It's a whole thing.
And like the entire time I'm on stage, I'm thinking, did I push record?
I hate that.
And that's all I'm thinking of because I'll get like good crowd work. Yeah. And then in my brain, as soon as I'm like rolling crowd along with the crowd work, I'm like, did I push record?
Like, this is a viral moment. I must capture it.
And then I'm panicking because I'm thinking about if I'm recording and then I pull myself out of the crowd work because I'm like too focused on that and I can't focus on two things. So.
One time I couldn't get my lav connected and I like literally the host was like, all right, Tori Cole. And I was like in the back of the room like, my lav mic. Such a bitch. It's hard what we do. It's you gotta build a following online to then fill a room. You've been headlining. You were just in Chicago.
A little bit, yeah.
How was that?
Chicago's super fun. I was supposed to headline in Dubuque, Iowa.
Dubuque?
Yeah.
I hear of a new place every day.
Same. And it was kind of interesting because I was gonna fly into Chicago, rent a car, drive to Dubuque, which is like 2 hours away in the middle of nowhere, and then like 3 weeks before I was supposed to go, they had like an issue with like the club flooded or something like that. I was like, well, I kind of already bought a ticket. So they're like, oh, we'll pay you the same and you can just come feature for the headliner in Chicago. And I was like, I'm like, I don't have to headline. I don't have to sell tickets. I don't have to leave Chicago and I get paid the same.
Wins.
I'm like, can we do this always?
Yeah.
Like I'll do this every night.
Who was the headliner?
Nick Simmons, which is funny because he's here.
He just got past the cellar.
He did, yeah.
I met him when I used to do that School of Thought I've told you about Sasha Patwell. He was at her like barbecue and I got to know him there.
Yeah.
Comedy is such a small world.
It feels like ever since I moved here, I swear I never met comics from New York. Maybe like once every like 8-9 months I'd meet somebody from New York. And then as soon as I moved here, it was like every comic. And then I went to Raleigh, however the fuck you say, North Carolina. Raleigh,
yeah.
And then I went to Chicago and then Sunday went there and there were two comics from New York on that show too.
Really? Who?
Like Brittany, she runs Ambush Comedy.
Brittany Cardwell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. She's so nice. So, and she also does a show at Fetty Sal with Claire Andrews? Yeah. I forget what it's called. Drool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like as soon as I like was planning on moving here, the universe was just like, here.
Honestly, like I said this to someone else on the pod. Maybe it was Kitty. But like if you're on the right path, if you're doing what's meant for you, the universe like rolls out a red carpet. And I really feel that.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's almost like it sets bumpers for you. It's like, oh, no, this is where you're supposed to go. Like, I feel really fortunate getting connected to Troy and being able to tour with him. And that was such a, like, not luck, but, like, it's like, oh, I'm, like, grateful that I had that connection that he pulled me in. And
yeah.
It's like you need someone to look out for you pull you along.
Get connected with him?
Through Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
I did the Industry Room, which I think I've mentioned to you.
Yeah.
Did that, got a few spots, then the pandemic hit. They called me like a year later and like, hey, you want your spots from the Industry Room? And I was like, sure, yeah. And then I went back. The night I went back, he was hosting or he was there. We connected immediately. And then I started working there. I started interning and then I started working the door. So we were just always around each other. And then he's had a podcast for like 2 or 3 years or he had it prior. And then he pulled me in as a co-host. We did that for a year, and then he started getting booked on the road, and then...
Oh, okay. So you were there back when he, like, wasn't even getting booked on the road and stuff.
I'll never forget. We were in the green room of Broadway Comedy Club, and he's like, yeah, like, this time next year, like, I'm going to be touring the country. And I was like,
okay.
Cute. Dream big, boy.
No, I mean, like, you have to put those things out into the universe.
No, that's like, the thing. Like, I've stopped, like, questioning anything anyone says, because I'm, like, I'm constantly shown, like, yeah, you can. You can be in the green room 1 minute hosting the Industry Room, and then the next have a... Not only a countrywide tour, but, like, he sells out everything. And it was, I mean, he's been working at it for 10 years, but, like, it was a few viral videos that got him there. And it really is crazy, the power of the internet. Like, that's how people found him. And
everything has gone to the internet, which, I mean, like, I came here because I still want to be a really good stand-up comic. Like, I don't want to be one of those people that, like, blows up on the internet and then it's like, well, I guess I'll do a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want it to be worth it if you come to a show. If, like, my, like, Instagram and TikTok and everything keeps growing. But yeah, I feel like going back, like, you know what, like, when you're, like, asking the universe, you're like, please just give me a sign, come on. And yeah. then, like, it literally, like, I swear, like, coming here, it was, like, punching me in the face. It was like, dude, we're giving you every sign you need. And I was like, maybe just one more sign. Like,
hey, how long did you think about moving here before you did?
Like, 2 years.
Okay.
I opened for Hannah.
Yeah, how'd you get connected to Hannah Berner?
She came to Indianapolis in 2020. And I opened up for her.
Oh, because the club you were at?
Yeah, at Helium. Okay. At Helium Comedy Club, I hosted for her. And then she was like, you need to move to New York. Mm-hmm. She was like, you got to get there. And I was like, like, I was going through a breakup. I was like, well, like, I'm just sad and I don't feel like moving. And then pretty much from that moment on, my life just started getting significantly better. And, like, it just, like, mm-hmm. kept putting things into place. And then I met Patrick and I got booked at the Stand. And then I was still kind of like, well, I don't know if I should. And then Mary, my roommate, reached out to me randomly and was like, have you ever thought about moving to New York? And I was like, all right, fine. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, not just twist my arm. Like, it was literally twisting my arm and, like, throwing me. And I was still like, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it feels good everything to start, like, working out.
Well, and now you're at the Stand. You're hosting?
Hosting and then just spots.
Oh, I love that. That's nice. It's nice to have the mix. Because sometimes, like, you'll just get stuck hosting and it's just like, yeah, it's great. But it's just hard. Yeah. It's hard to shine in hosting.
I don't mind hosting right now because you get paid more hosting. Right, because yeah. you can't bop around at all.
Right.
Because you're kind of, like, stuck there. But for me, I'm not. I see all these comics that they're like, oh, I have a 8:30 and then I have a 8:35 set and I don't get off this until 8:45 and I'm like, how the fuck yeah. are you guys doing this?
Like, no, it's really, and also, like, they're going from, like, the Stand to the Cellar and then like up and over and yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know how, like, I'll have, like, coming from, like, that Midwest mentality, it was like you would have one show at 7 p.m. and you'd get there at 6:25 p.m. Yeah. And then you would stay for every comic because that's, like, the nice thing to do because we've got that, like, Midwest hospitality. Right. But here it's just, like, everyone's like, no, I have to go.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care how
you do. It's kind of nice when comics are in and out. Like, I like a little bit of a hang, but other than that, it's, like, get in, get out.
Yeah.
Don't linger too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely an art. I mean, I'm usually working, so, like, I'm usually at a place for a long time.
Yeah.
But that's, like, what I'm
Because you're still at Broadway, right?
I'm at Greenwich on Tuesdays.
Or Greenwich.
I manage there. Mm-hmm. So, which is nice. It's nice to have, like, a set every week thing. But I'm definitely trying to get into more places. But then I'll be traveling on the weekends. So it's just, like, hard to, like, really try to settle in places.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a balance.
I feel like that's everyone here. Everyone's here on the weekdays and then traveling on the weekends, which has been nice for me because I'm not really traveling on the weekends. So I've gotten a bunch of weekend spots at the Stand, I think, just because everyone's gone.
Yeah.
Like, well, you guys get me. Sorry.
No, that's the way. I need to come hang. Where's your next? Because I feel like you've got a few headlining things coming up, right? Or
you're not traveling really.
On the weekends?
When I moved here, I was like, I want to embrace.
Settle in.
Here. Mm-hmm. Like, smart. So I didn't book. Well, I already had the Chicago stuff and the North Carolina stuff booked. So I just kept those. And then I'm going to St. Louis with Hannah.
Okay, fun. I was just going to ask if you're still featuring with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be in St. Louis with her. But as far as, like, actually touring and stuff, I was like, I just want to be here.
Yeah.
And I just want to, like, get settled in and get better before I start trying to do anything else.
Is that a theater that you're doing with her?
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Somewhere in St. Louis.
What's the biggest audience you've done?
Probably like 2,000.
That's crazy.
Her. Yeah.
Was it really scary at first?
I don't know. I think something's wrong with my brain. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't scare me.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like with her fans, like, they're just there and they're happy.
They're so
and like
nice.
You're a girly. Yeah. They're all girlies. So you're kind of embraced by like 2,000 friends in a way.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably how I would gaslight myself going into it, like, to not be scared.
Yeah. But I have never seen a group of women that all look a little bit like me in one room.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, like, Hannah, like, if Hannah and I were, like, going out for the same commercial, like, you know, if they needed someone for a commercial, they would book both of us.
Yeah.
Like, we look very similar in that kind of way. But, like, yeah, it was just, like, a bunch of, like, 25 to, like, 35 so girly pops that just love you from the minute you walk out.
And, like, you host, right? Or is it like a feature host?
Yeah, it's just hybrid. Like, yeah, a two-man, two-woman show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
Which I love, because then we don't have to, like, worry about anybody else in the green room. It's just, right.
And it sounds like it's very civil with you guys. You were saying how it's, like, you have your hotel rooms, you go to bed at an early hour.
It's so chill.
It's one night, it's one show.
It's so easy. And, like, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, because you tour with Troy. Like, I've toured with some guy comics before where they're, like, they love hanging afterwards.
Yeah.
And they want to go to the bar where their fans are going.
That's such a messy...
And they want to hang with them and stuff. And I'm, like, I don't... These aren't even my fans, but, like, I don't know how you have the energy to do that. To,
right.
Because like, you pour your heart out there for an hour, and then you want to go drink and hang out still, too. Like,
you got to be on. You can't say the wrong things. People like the right amount of time and energy. It's
no, if there's one thing about me, I will go home. Like, that's my favorite thing to do. Just in general.
Yeah.
In general. If we go out to dinner and then dinner's over.
You're going home.
I cannot wait to go home. Like, that's my favorite thing in the world.
Like, going home after.
Or going to a party, staying for, like, 10 minutes.
Just.
Yeah. Just to be like, I did it.
I saw it. I came, I saw, I'm done.
Yeah. I had, like, 3 conversations. Yeah. And then I did my favorite thing, which is going home.
Putting on sweats is my favorite.
Yes.
I love putting on sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's really what I look forward to. It's so funny. I was just in Portland with Troy, and, like, before I left, I had, like, Oreos in my cabinet, and I was, like, leaving, being like, I can't wait to come home and put on sweatpants and eat my Oreos. Like, that's, like, what I looked forward to. All, like, again, like, I was so pumped for all the shows. But, like,
that was, like, my... Oreos?
Well, I also did a really fucked up thing with them where I made a smoothie and I crumbled them up and put them in the smoothie. Like, a banana vanilla situation. Like, I made it, like, the whole thing. Was it ice cream? It was, like, an ice cream adjacent situation.
Was it yogurt?
No, it was, like, protein powder. Oat milk. Yeah. Okay. But I was, like, excited. Like, I was, like, I have these Oreos. I'm going to, like...
So you did, like, a McFlurry.
Exactly.
A healthy McFlurry.
Exactly.
That actually would be good. I hate when I see those things on Instagram where they're, like, this is the protein-packed pasta
so
of your
over
dreams.
All the protein shenanigans.
Cottage cheese.
It had it
has
such a
time. Taken over.
Yeah, I know. Do
Instagram.
Do you eat cottage cheese?
I do.
I definitely got sucked into that.
Sucked into it.
I bought, like, almond flour to make fake cookie dough, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
TikTok will fuck me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll buy the most random, like, I have a bag of almond flour in my cabinet. Why? Because some girl made fake cookie dough. But then I bought it, and it's, like, 100 calories for an eighth of a cup.
I was
going
to say, is it even better for
you? No.
That's how I feel about Dave's bread. Do you know Dave?
I have Dave's in the fridge. We're white girls on the internet.
I looked it up.
It's tasty as fuck.
But it's no different.
No, it's not.
Like, because I was taking them one day, you know, next to just, like, regular wheat bread, and I'm like, oh, this is just...
Yeah, it's wheat
this
bread.
This is $24 bread.
Yeah.
That really doesn't Tastes have... Good. I think Tastes it has, good. Like, 5 extra grams of protein. I think that's the only difference.
We get sucked in.
You do.
What's the dumbest thing TikTok has made you buy?
I mean, I was on the cottage cheese trend really bad. Yeah. I was putting cottage cheese. I was blending cottage cheese in a blender, and I was like,
right.
I've
I was
lost
doing that
it.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You start blending cottage cheese.
Smoothies. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
I went on like a really bad yogurt kick for a while. Yes. Like, I was like mixing yogurt into fucking pasta sauces and stuff. And
honestly,
like,
some Greek yogurt on pasta?
Yeah. No, it is pretty good.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I was like, do you really need to be this healthy?
I don't even know if it is. That's the thing. Like, I'll watch a podcast and it's like, dairy is the devil. And I'm like holding a pint of like a Faye cottage cheese. And I'm like, oh no, what am I doing?
No, it's not the devil. No. I grew up like in the country. So milk is totally, it's totally fine to drink milk.
Totally.
worse. maybe not TikTok, but like 2 weeks ago, I bought a leash for my cat because I saw this girl walking her cat on TikTok, and I was like, I could do that.
Did you?
Well, I tried, but she really didn't
Cats
like it.
Cats don't like leashes.
Well, not yet.
Oh, you're going to, like, try it. You're going to like this.
She's a munchkin cat, so she's, like, kind of bow-legged.
Oh, fun.
So it was, like, a harness that I put on her, and then her little bow legs were, like, sticking out. She hated it so much. She just kind of, you know,
fell over. Yeah. Like a fainting goat.
Yeah. But she likes the birds outside. So I was so like, if I can just get her on this leash.
A leash plus birds, though, sounds messy. Sounds like a potential, like, decapitation or something.
I mean, risk
cats
and
also
reward.
Like, have you seen all the cat toaster videos?
Toaster?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't seen them?
Like, they're scared of them?
So there's, the bread goes into the toaster.
Yeah.
And then the cat, like, walks up to the toaster, and then the bread comes out, and they, like, literally, like, launch into the air.
That makes sense. Well, have you seen them with foil?
No.
They're scared of foil.
all cats.
Yeah. So if you
like vampires.
Yeah. Like and garlic. They're garlic. Yeah. If you put foil down anywhere that you don't want your cat to get up on, like the countertops or whatever, once they jump on it, they like bounce right back off of
it. Have you done it?
No, but I need to.
You need to film it. Like, that's your next big boost.
Yeah. Viral moment.
Honestly, cats, like, cat content is big. I don't even really like really cats, is. No offense.
Yeah,
but okay. But, like, I get into the cat content.
You just haven't met the right one.
That's true. I haven't.
You know, like, dudes with lesbians, they're like, you just haven't met the right man. That's how I am with cats. I'm that's like, you hilarious. Just haven't met Chloe. Yeah,
no, I need to meet her.
She's pretty cool.
I like cats that are, like, dog adjacent. Like, if they, like, chill, they come up to you.
She's, yeah. I mean, no, I wouldn't describe her that way at all.
I'll have to meet her.
Kind of the complete opposite of that, but...
Okay, not chill at all.
No, not but... And she won't come up to you at all.
Okay.
She has zero interest in you. I don't think I...
Again, I'm like, I don't want to try.
Yeah, know? No, like, she's not... Cats are not for anyone besides the owner.
Right.
Like, she loves me, and we're cool, but, like, anybody else that comes over, she could really care less about.
How long have you had her for?
A year.
Oh, she's a fresh cat.
She's a fresh cat. Fresh out of the oven.
It's a fresh relationship. Yeah. Do you love having a cat? Wow, that was a no.
Honestly, my mom keeps giving me, and my mom has been, like, giving me animals for as long as I can remember, because I think she thinks I'm lonely, and I'm not. Like, I'm like, I'm not lonely. She's like, you need something. You can't just, you know, like, be single and alone and not have any animals for the rest of your life. And my mom is one of those people. She has, like, 6 dogs and,
okay.
like, 2 kids she adopted. She just, like, always needs to, like, have something to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got me the cat. And I was like, yeah, she's, like, don't get me wrong, I love her. She's beautiful.
It's just an added, like... to do.
But yeah, like when you're like traveling. If you're touring or traveling or anything, like yeah,
this is not ideal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, she shits in a box, so it's not that hard, but like
I hate litter boxes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. And they, as soon as you clean it, they shit in it immediately.
Like, as a fuck you.
Yeah.
Cats are mean.
They are mean.
And they're smart.
Yeah.
They know, but I kind of like it. Yeah. Like, would you if you were like, you're an indoor cat, is how you described yourself earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm more of like a lazy dog. Like a golden retriever type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Thanks.
Like, but like, you food. Will go outside and you get excited.
Yeah, I like it, but like, I want to lay on the floor.
And you want to go home afterwards. Yes. Like, you want to go skiing, but like, you're not going to like go camping and stay out like in the mountains. I like an outing. Tent. Yeah.
And then I retreat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like golden retriever. Like, I want to go on a walk, but I also want to be home. Yeah.
Yeah. I want like my food. Yeah. I love a car ride too. I love a car ride.
You just have your head out the window.
One time I did that as a kid, like a whole like 20-minute drive, and I had windburn for like 2 days. It was so dumb. Don't do that. I learned that the hard way.
What did your parents say as you were doing that?
My mom was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
She's like, if they're entertained. It was like me and my friend did it. We're like, where did this whole car ride? And she's
like, cool. You guys like didn't talk the entire time. She's I love literally.
She probably did love it. Oh, man, that was stupid. Wait, I love to ask people this on the pod. What's one of the stupidest things you've ever done?
Stupidest things I've ever done. I don't know.
Live. It's good. Live. It's not your fault.
I don't know. I really don't.
Pretty good. That nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, like nothing is just like burning into my head, because I genuinely feel like everything that I've done that I was like, oh, that was so stupid, has worked out in some sort of way. You know,
the universe,
like, yeah, like I'm like, I at the time I was like, oh, I'm making a mistake, but it always turned into something better.
Mm-hmm.
So it never,
what's one of those examples, what's something that you thought was dumb that turned out to be like the best thing?
Like when I was 23, I had like a very specific life. I think I told you this, that I wanted like for myself,
mm-hmm.
where like I was like, I want to be married, I want to buy a house, I want a full-time job at like 23 years old. And looking back, I'm like, you were such a little baby.
Yeah. And like, you think you're so old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, I only have like 3 years left before I need to start having kids. So I had like this like path. And at the time when I was just like, I'm gonna sell my house, I'm gonna break up, I'm gonna move in. Right, I moved into
you
like
owned a home.
Yeah,
yeah, you did kind of did it.
Yeah, like I did life.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when I was like, I moved into this like teeny tiny like shed of a house. It was like a tiny house. Like, my fridge was, like, a mini fridge. Yeah. My washer and dryer was, everything was tiny. And I remember being in that house, and I was like, you fucked up so bad, dude. Like, so bad. But then, as it was, like, happening, and as, like, things started happening for me in that house, I was like...
All right, we're back. Okay. I like to keep these to, like, 45 minutes, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were we saying? The dumbest thing that became the best thing.
Yeah.
And it was that little house, and you're like, this sucks, and then you made it better.
Yeah. Like, I just felt like everything kind of, like, started going in a better path after that.
No, that's actually really good.
I did Molly in a Cracker Barrel bathroom run time.
That's hilarious.
That one was pretty dumb.
I feel like it's a very Sarah Pop-Tart story.
I was like, actually, it was the first time I ever did, like, really any drugs at all.
Wow.
So I was, like, working at this, like, bar in Fort Lauderdale.
Did you live in Florida?
Yeah, I lived in Florida for, like, 4 months on time.
Why?
My friend is a singer. She got a job out there singing. I had just graduated college, and she was like, do you want to, like, move out to Florida? And I was like, I'm going to be, like, the hottest bartender in Miami. Like, that was my goal when I went out there. And then I got there, and it was all, like, the hottest.
Yeah.
Those curvy women I've ever seen. Just literally fucking models and goddesses walking around. And I was like, I think I'm going to be really good at Fort Lauderdale Beach Bar. So we lived in Hollywood, which is, like, in between. So I went to... Yeah, my idea was that I was going to work at a club in Miami, and then I worked at a beach bar with some of the most heinous but fun people in Fort Lauderdale instead. But her and I were going back to Indiana, and it's like a 20-hour drive. And so I worked with this guy, his name was Big Bubba, he worked in the kitchen. And I was telling him, I was like, we're going to try and do it, like, throughout the whole night. We're trying to drive from...
On Molly?
Well, we didn't know this. At the time, I was just like, yeah, we're just going to go off of vibes. Like, we don't want to stop. If we have to stop, we'll do it in our car or whatever. And he's like, that's dangerous. Take this instead. He's like, I swear you'll make it all the way to Indiana without having to stop. Now, he told me it was Molly. This was when he's like, and again, I know nothing about drugs at this point.
Right.
I'm like... I was, like, 22 years old.
You thought
old.
It was going to, like, keep you awake to get home?
That's what he told me. He said, this will keep you awake to get home.
That's crazy.
So I was, like...
You, like, can't see with it.
Well, looking back, like, because I've done Molly since, I'm almost 93% sure it was meth.
That's terrifying.
So I think I did meth in a Cracker Barrel bathroom one time.
To drive home.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Because, like, so my friend Sammy... She's, like, the most innocent person in the entire world. Like, went to, like, a Catholic school, just very innocent kind of person. And I made her take it first because I was like, Big Bubba gave me these instead if we take them.
It was pills?
Yeah, it was, in, like, a capsule.
Scary.
And I was like, he said that if we take these, like, we won't get tired the entire drive. And I was like, I think you should take it first. I was like, if you start acting weird, like, I'll be driving and I'll drive you to the hospital. Because I'm like... An amazing friend.
Yeah.
So we're like, she takes it in the Cracker Barrel bathroom, and then we go and we're sitting down and we're eating. Uh-huh. And, like, as we're eating, she's just, like, she just starts talking, like, a mile a minute. She won't eat anything. And I was like, okay. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Like, I don't know what she's having.
Yeah. So I took it in there, too. And then we made it all the way to Indiana.
On meth.
On meth, yeah.
Have you ever felt that feeling again?
Never.
So you did meth.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Turns out I love meth.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. You were very productive. You would think meth heads would, like, be more productive if that was their experience.
I think if you, yeah, I think I've said this before, but I think if you just do the right amount of meth, it's pretty good for you. That's what Adderall is. Like,
right, it's meth, it's amphetamine salts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an Adderall prescription?
No.
I had it in college. I, like, begged my parents all of high school to get it. And my mom was like, no, I'm not putting my child on drugs.
Yeah.
Even though I would get it through friends to do tests and stuff.
Yeah.
And I definitely have some. I mean, everyone has ADD, whatever.
Right.
So finally in college, I get, like, a doctor to, like, finally prescribe it to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, hell yeah. I got a D in economics prior. So I'm like, thank God. I'm going to, like, get my shit together.
Yeah.
My sister then tells me, like, as soon as I get my Adderall prescription, she's like, oh, by the way, like, unless you're going to grad school, like your grades do not matter. Like, all people care about is you have a degree and no one's going to fact check it. Yeah. So I was like, what? I was like, I've just, like, literally spent my entire life being like, grades matter.
Yeah.
So, if, like, but she was like, yeah, by the way, this whole testing thing.
Doesn't matter.
So I have the worst semester of my entire life. I get straight C's. But I'm, like, on C's drugs.
Get degrees.
Yeah, C's get degrees. And I'm, like, wow, I waited my whole life to get Adderall thinking, like, this is my time to shine. Like, didn't lose weight and got straight Z's. And I'm, like, this is a waste of anything.
I did in college. I, like, took it because I thought it was going to make me lose weight.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But it really doesn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, not eating like that is not good for you.
It's not good for you. And also, like, you're going to eat eventually. Like, yeah, you might forget that day or, like, the next day. But, like,
it's all going to pile back up.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people, like, do lose weight on it, but...
Yet no one has ever asked me for my college degree.
No, no one gives a shit.
And, like, I've had jobs that are, you know, requires a bachelor's degree. I know that because I, when I was moving out of my house, I found my certificate, my, like, graduation certificate or whatever.
Uh-huh. Your degree?
Yeah, the degree. I found my degree. Well, you'd think. I found the... What's the folder that it comes in?
Yeah.
And then I opened it up and it was just a piece of paper telling me where I have to go, what website I have to go to order my degree.
Shut up.
So I don't even have my degree. I just have a piece of paper that says I have the capability of ordering my degree.
So but no one's ever asked for it. It's just some sort of digital file.
Yeah, it's just out there in the metaverse. Just funny. Like degree. Floating.
What is a degree anyways?
Right?
Yeah, someone paid money to like, you paid money to get to go to classes?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think colleges are starting to decline. I just saw, like, a news really headline is. That was, like, a lot of independent colleges are kind of losing funding.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, I can just go on TikTok.
You can learn anything on the internet now.
Anything.
And it's more valuable than what you're learning from a person that decided that they wanted to work for $30,000 a year. I feel like until we see, like, teachers and professors getting paid and respected more, like, the whole thought of school is going to start to go away.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, who wants to do that?
Go to school?
Who wants to, like, teach?
I know. Well, there's still... But that's the thing. Like, there's still doctors and teachers. And I'm like, who wants to do that?
Right.
Be a doctor looks so hard.
So, at least you make a lot of money being a doctor.
Yeah, but you spend so much to make the money.
Yeah.
And I, like, your degrees are, like, the schooling. It's, like, 20 years of schooling.
Yeah.
Between, like, high school, college... medical school residency for 7 years. Like, you're just, again, not that you're studying in high school for it, but like you're starting to like think about, you know, you're where you want to go to
the
college
whole time, and, like,
yeah,
sounds awful.
I don't know how people do it.
It's a house in your brain. Like, that's how much a house is. Like, yeah. At least
your brain is a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one way to think of it. You could just buy a brain.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I could never. But thank God someone's doing it.
Right, or else.
We were not going to save the world with our comedy.
No, I mean, like, that's... Even with my comedy, I'm like, I'm never going to be one of those comics that's, like, trying to save the world.
No.
Or trying to change people's opinions. I'm like, I just want to make people laugh and have fun.
That's really
what
it's
about. I don't
about.
Really care if, like... I'm not going to get super political or try and change the way the world is.
Yeah, I don't talk politics.
Like, I don't care that much.
If you were to have to, like, have a takeaway to your set where people leave the show and they think of your set, like, what would you want them to think?
I feel like I talk about, like, my upbringing a lot, and I talk about, like, growing up just, like, with family members that went to, like, prison and stuff like that. And I hope, like, when somebody leaves, like, they feel more comfortable. Because, like, that's where my – I think that was, like, my villain origin story is, like, when I went to college – and I was just so country, and I felt so out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started making jokes about myself. Like, I would just be like, oh, like, I'm white trash. I don't know any better. Just, like, say stuff like that. And I hope, like, when somebody leaves, like, they don't feel, like, trashy.
I love that.
Or they feel like it's cool. Like, I want to be trashy
be
in the best way
wherever,
possible.
Yeah, they don't, like, where they don't, you don't want them to feel like they don't belong.
Yeah.
Like, you can be yourself and be somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you came from.
Yeah. Or you can be kind of stupid, honestly. Like, I'm, like, the smartest person in the world, and I know that, but I, like, I don't think that really matters. Like, whatever you wanted to do with your life, like, just do it. Like that kind of stuff.
It's so funny you say that because I had Jared Schwartz on and I said, what do you want to leave like the people with? Like, what's your parting words? He's like, just do it. I'm like, okay, Nike. And he's like, no, like, I mean that. Like, don't be scared. Like, oh, you've got like something coming up that you're not sure of. Like, you're going to have to just do it.
Yeah.
And then I had Maggie on and she had a similar as well. Like, she's like, oh, yeah, like, just do it. And then Ginsburg, I feel like it was like, it's been kind of like a through line in all of the episodes. It's cool. Yeah. I didn't think a lot of comics have to have that mindset. It's like, if you stopped yourself from like embarrassment or putting yourself, it's like, you're not going to do it. So you have to literally just do it.
And you have to be so authentically you and put out some of the most like vulnerable stuff.
Yeah.
That's like with TikTok. I'm like, some of this stuff, I'm like, I wouldn't even say this to my best friend. Then I'm just talking into a void saying this stuff. And it has like hundreds and thousands of views. And I'm like, that's not real though.
it is my deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah.
But once you like put it out there, like it has less weight to it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm willing to share this, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
My few comics and I used to just always say, like, gotta get them out.
Right.
Get them out. Like your jokes, your video ideas, any ideas you have, like, get them out. And if they suck, well, you did it.
Yeah.
And then you learn and you can do something else. But
how many followers do you have on TikTok?
Like 300,000.
Okay. Because like when you hit post, does that become even a factor in your mind? Or you're just like, you're like kind of numb to it. You're like, whatever, this is going.
It's so weird. Like my sketches and stuff that I put all this work into that always do terrible. I overthink them so much. And I'm like, oh, I just need to like make sure you can like zoom it. I'll zoom in here and like, are the captionings perfect? And then the ones where I'm just do not care.
Yeah.
Ranting. Don't even check my spelling or anything. I'll like put captions on there. Don't even check it and send it. Boom.
Yeah.
Always do better.
Yeah. Do you try to bring that mentality going forward where like, fuck it, let me just think less?
Yeah. But then I'll still have this, like, I don't know. I'll still have, like, an idea where I want it. And I don't care because I'm like, this is something that I like.
Right.
And that I want to put out. And I want to show, like, my style of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know. Sometimes it sucks because, like, I know what's going to go. Like, when I post something, I'm like, that's going to go viral and I really don't want it to.
That's hilarious. What's the biggest viral video that you're like, fuck?
I don't know. I mean, I just put out this one where I was, like, talking about how millennial women dress, which I was talking about myself.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people didn't realize that I am
millennial.
A millennial woman talking about myself and my friends.
They thought you were talking shit.
So I have so many which, like, the last person I want to piss off is a millennial woman because that is,
like, we are the same.
Yeah, like, that's who I want to come to my shows.
You're my
tribe. Yeah, that's, like, that's who I'm trying to draw in. So if I piss off that group of people, I'm like, no, those are, they're literally all I want to impress. Like, because I've had videos, like, where men are just, like, fucking going in on me. Like, the mouth swab joke test, you know, like, people will be like, oh, she only talks about sex, all this stuff. That doesn't bother me because I'm like, guys are stupid. You don't understand anything. Like, you're sexist and ugly and bald. But like, if a millennial woman gets mad at me, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
You're like, no, I bit the hand that feeds me.
I've disappointed you guys, and I thought about deleting it.
Yeah.
I thought about turning off the comment, you know, and then totally. But like, you're also like, but I also am trying to. This is literally what I'm trying to do.
Right.
That part I hate.
I get that. I know. I'm like, I'm still in the ugly early phases of being like, somebody watch this.
Yeah.
So it's always a grind. But
yeah. Do you have any videos that like you hate of yourself now?
I don't look at my TikTok.
After I
post it, I'm like, well, that's there.
That goes into the
void. Not looking back. I used to post really weird shit. Like there was a phase like post-pandemic, like when things were still coming out, where I just was like going like just being a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I think if I committed to it, it would have gone well. But I like didn't commit enough, so I just looked like a freak, like probably 10 times. And then I was like, I can't do this. And then I panicked and like pulled out. Even though like I think it's like one of those videos where you're like, that's funny and weird. But it doesn't have enough views to be funny where you're kind of like, this is still a little weird.
Yeah.
But I think if I just committed to it.
If you would have just done it. Yeah. Yeah.
So I deleted all that stuff, which I'm kind of bummed about. But I just seem to like.
I'm so bad about deleting stuff.
You delete it?
Yeah. If something like doesn't do well, I just delete it and pretend it never happened.
I know.
That's kind of me with everything that's ever happened to me.
Just delete it, yeah.
Delete it from my brain completely. Yeah. Like, that's...
Control, delete.
That never happened.
I know. I feel like that with relationships. I'm like, what?
You ever think back to, like, an old relationship and
it's wild.
Can't remember anything about them?
Yeah, and, like, they're like, I told that person I loved them?
Yeah.
Like, who was I?
I kissed them on the mouth. Like, sometimes I think about, I'm like, I open mouth kiss you. Like, that's...
Ugh, I know. I'm so mad this SD card has, like, 56 minutes on it, and here we are. I know. I'm just sad. Fuck. I need to get better at this.
I think you're doing great. Thanks. I'm happy you had me.
Thanks for being on.
I had such a fun time.
I'm sorry we're cut short by technology. Any final parting words? Let me just look at the SD card.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to look at it. 1 minute.
Mm.
Wow. Damn. Look at me. 1 minute. We've got 1 minute. What do you want to say in 1 minute?
Oh, my God. Ride the horse.
Ride the horse.
Ride the horse. Right.
Yeah, I love
just
that.
Just get on it. I'm allergic to horses, but I...
I was a horseback rider, so that really...
Hey, that's
relatable. Ride the horse. All right.
Set it just for you.
And then where can they find you?
Sarah Pop-Tarts on everything.
Pop-Tarts.
Are no they... H on the Sarah.
Right. I learned that. I wrote your name down, and I was like, is there an H?
No.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being on.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and see you later.
Bye.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm so sorry this SD card is dead. That's another thing. I just need bigger SD cards.
Yep.
A zero. Wow.